You're listening to SBS News.
Brooke Armstrong lives in Melbourne, a place that last week became the world's most locked down city.
So I became a lot more depressed not being able to go to a gym and not being able to work out and being stuck inside all the time. So I was constantly turning to sugary junk food to make myself feel better. And I was eating non-stop. Like, I was eating just because I was bored, not because I was hungry.
Type 2 diabetes is often linked to lifestyle and eating habits, and in August this year, Brooke was diagnosed with it. A new European study has found Brooke's story is becoming all too familiar. It has found the way individuals control their type 2 diabetes has worsened. Data analysis found worsening blood sugar control in people with type 2 diabetes during lockdowns. Unhealthy eating habits, more screen time and less physical activity is to blame, coupled with increased stress and anxiety. Exercise physiologist John Hawley says there are elevated concerns for what this type of inactivity means for children, in particular due to remote learning and increased risks of binge eating.
We already know that the 1 in 4 Australians aged between 5 and 17 are overweight, and that number is about 1 in 12 for severely obese children. So I think once we're locked in and, you know, so-called locked out of other places, our eating habits definitely changed. And as I said, the voluntary activity, which is the activity that we just do, you know, walking to work, walking up to the classroom, walking up those stairs, they've all disappeared.
Mr. Hawley was recently involved in an international study that looked at the importance of combating prolonged sitting. That study was published in the American Journal of Physiology, Endocrinology and Metabolism last month. And in it, Mr. Hawley discussed how moving for 3 minutes every half an hour can counteract the effects of sitting and ballooning blood sugar levels. It's a piece of advice he says is crucial for young people to take on board, but he says parents also need to understand it.
The message now is do something with your children to the parents, number one. Get into a routine, number two. Schedule these activity breaks as a family, number three. And number four, try and make them fun so they're not an arduous activity that you do and actually become part of your daily routine.
Pediatric endocrinologist Dr. Danielle Longmore says she's noticed an increase in the number of parents seeking advice from her on how they can help their children stay fit and healthy during lockdowns. She says there's also a jump in children seeking such advice for themselves.
For some young people, it's their sleep that's really being affected, just without having sort of routine. And so we might talk about that. And for others, it might be accessibility to food, or while parents are maybe trying to work from home, there might be more access to food. And also for some kids, it might be maintaining that activity. So really, it's an individual thing, and we explore all of those factors with young people and their parents.
Dr. Longmore is awaiting approval to conduct research into whether improved well-being can prevent the onset of type 2 diabetes. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Hashela Kumarawansa, SBS News.